Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The teaching position wasn't exactly where she had imagined beginning her career, but after graduating from college and spending months sending out applications, she had learned not to be too selective. When the superintendent of a small school district in eastern Oregon called to offer her a fifth-grade classroom, she accepted before the conversation was over. Within a few weeks, she and her fiancé had packed everything they owned into a rented moving truck and driven halfway across the country, excited to begin a chapter neither of them could have predicted. Finding a place to live proved far more difficult than finding the job itself. The town was small enough that rental listings disappeared almost as soon as they appeared, and by the time they arrived, they were beginning to worry they might end up living in a motel while continuing the search. The apartment they eventually found wasn't what either of them had envisioned, but it was available, affordable, and only a few blocks from the school. The three-story brick building had started life as the town's hospital before later becoming a nursing home. Years after the nursing home closed, the rooms had been combined and remodeled into modest apartments, though the landlord admitted the renovations hadn't erased every reminder of the building's earlier life. Some tenants appreciated those reminders, while others preferred not to think about the building's past at all. Inside, the apartment was comfortable enough that its history quickly faded into the background. Original hardwood floors stretched through much of the unit. The hallways were noticeably wider than those in a typical apartment building, and the bedroom still had an interior window set high in one wall. It looked into a narrow hallway that connected several apartments, and while it seemed like an odd design choice, it didn't bother either of them. When she asked about it during the walkthrough, the landlord simply smiled and said the window had always been there. Previous tenants had occasionally asked if they could cover it, but he preferred leaving the original features alone. Whether it had once served a purpose or was simply part of the building's design, he couldn't say. It was just another reminder that the building had been standing for a very long time. By autumn, they had settled comfortably into their new lives. She spent her days getting to know 27 energetic fifth graders while her fiancé found work with a local construction company. Evenings were quiet and predictable. They cooked dinner together, watched television, explored the area on weekends, and gradually stopped feeling like newcomers. The apartment never gave either of them a reason to think it was unusual. It creaked during cold nights, the old radiators occasionally hissed to life, and footsteps echoed through the broad hallways in ways that seemed perfectly natural for a building that was nearly a century old. If anything, those little reminders of its age made the place feel more charming than unsettling. Winter arrived earlier than she expected. By December, darkness settled over town before she finished cleaning her classroom each afternoon, and the drive home became slower as snow began collecting along the roads and sidewalks. One evening, after talking with her mother on the drive home, she remained in her car for a few minutes after pulling into the parking lot. The apartment lights were off, and she knew her fiancé was still at work, so there was no hurry to go inside. As she finished the conversation, her eyes wandered toward the bedroom window, then drifted almost absent-mindedly to the small interior window she could see beyond it. Someone was standing there. For a moment, she assumed another tenant had somehow stepped into the hallway, but almost immediately, she realized that wasn't what she was seeing. An older man dressed in light-colored clothing stood quietly beyond the glass, his attention fixed on the room itself rather than the parking lot outside. He didn't appear lost or confused. Instead, he gave the impression of someone pausing for a reason only he understood, studying the room with calm, quiet purpose before turning and continuing down the hallway until he disappeared beyond the edge of the window. She remained in the car for another few seconds, replaying what she had just witnessed before finally getting out and hurrying inside. The hallway beyond the bedroom window was empty when she reached it. She walked its entire length once, then turned around and did it again, expecting someone to emerge from one of the apartment doors or explain what she'd seen. No one did. When she returned to the bedroom, she stood in front of the window for several minutes, looking out at the perfectly ordinary hallway beyond it. Everything was exactly as it should have been, and yet she couldn't shake the certainty that only moments earlier someone had paused there, looked into the room, and quietly continued on his way. She didn't mention what she had seen that evening. At first, she told herself there was nothing to say. The longer she thought about it, the more uncertain she became about what had actually happened. It had been dark outside. She had been tired after a long day at school, and she had only looked toward the building for a few moments before getting out of the car. By the following morning, she had almost convinced herself she had misinterpreted an ordinary sight. Even so, she found herself looking toward the little interior window every time she walked into the bedroom. Nothing was ever there. Christmas break came and went, school resumed, and life returned to its familiar rhythm. The days were busy enough that weeks passed without her giving the experience much thought. If the memory surfaced at all, it usually happened late at night when she happened to glance toward the hallway beyond the glass before turning off the bedroom light. The hallway was always empty. Nearly 2 months after the first sighting, she was folding laundry one Saturday afternoon while her fiancé was replacing a light fixture in the kitchen. The bedroom was filled with sunlight, making the interior window little more than another pane of glass reflecting the room around her. As she reached into the laundry basket, movement caught her attention. The older man was standing beyond the window. He looked exactly as he had before, wearing the same light-colored clothing and carrying himself with the same quiet purpose. He wasn't looking into the apartment so much as into the room itself, as though expecting to find someone there. He remained still for only a few seconds before continuing down the hallway until he disappeared beyond the edge of the glass. She dropped the towel she was folding and hurried into the hallway. It was empty. She checked both directions, expecting to hear a door close or footsteps fading around a corner, but the building was silent. When she returned to the apartment, her fiancé immediately knew something had happened, and she told him everything. He listened without interrupting, then leaned against the kitchen counter for a moment before saying something she hadn't expected. He asked if the man had been older, with gray hair and light-colored clothes. She stared at him. He admitted he had seen someone matching that description several weeks earlier while getting ready for work before dawn. He'd caught sight of the man through the same window and assumed it was another tenant walking the hallway. By the time he'd opened the apartment door to let him pass, there hadn't been anyone there. He hadn't mentioned it because he hadn't thought much about it afterward. Now he wasn't so sure. Neither of them suggested ghosts. Instead, they did what most people would probably do. They began looking for ordinary explanations. They wondered if the angle of the glass somehow reflected another hallway, if someone in the building happened to resemble the figure they'd both seen, or if there was some trick of light they hadn't noticed before. They even walked the hallway together several evenings, trying to understand exactly what could be seen through the window from different directions. Nothing they discovered explained what either of them had witnessed. After that, the sightings became part of the background of their lives. Not frequent enough to expect, not rare enough to forget. Sometimes months passed without anything happening. Then, without warning, one of them would happen to look toward the window and see the same older man standing in exactly the same place. So he never appeared hurried. He never wandered aimlessly. Every appearance followed the same quiet pattern. He would stop briefly at the window as though looking into the room, remain there only a few moments, then continued down the hallway until he disappeared from view. Neither of them ever saw him arrive, and neither of them ever saw where he went after leaving the edge of the window. Once, convinced they might finally catch him, they rushed into the hallway almost before he had vanished from sight. The corridor was empty. There were no closing apartment doors, no retreating footsteps, and no sounds that suggested another person had been there only seconds earlier. It was as though the hallway had simply resumed being what it had always been. The experience gradually became less frightening than puzzling. If anything, what unsettled her most was how ordinary the man seemed. He wasn't transparent, distorted, or frightening to look at. Had she passed him on a sidewalk, she doubted she would have given him a second glance. There was simply something about the way he carried himself that suggested purpose, as though he was in the middle of a routine he had performed countless times before. One evening, while they were eating dinner, she found herself wondering aloud whether the building's history had anything to do with it. Her fiancé looked toward the bedroom before answering. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. Whatever they had seen, it didn't seem interested in them. That thought stayed with her long after the conversation ended. The man had never looked surprised to find the apartment occupied. He had never reacted when either of them rushed into the hallway only moments after seeing him. In fact, as she replayed each encounter in her mind, she realized something she hadn't noticed before. He had never acknowledged them at all. It was as though they simply weren't part of whatever he was seeing. That realization changed the experience in a way she couldn't quite explain. Until then, she had assumed she was witnessing someone passing by her home. Now she began to wonder whether, in those brief moments when he appeared beyond the window, the apartment wasn't really her apartment at all. Perhaps for reasons she would never understand, the room beyond the glass looked entirely different to him. Perhaps he wasn't looking into her bedroom. Perhaps he was looking into a room that had existed decades before either of them had ever arrived. Neither of them ever found a reason to move. The apartment suited them. Her job became exactly what she had hoped it would be. And before long, the building had simply become home. The strange experiences surrounding the little interior window never completely disappeared, but they also never became frequent enough to dominate their lives. Instead, they settled quietly into the background, becoming another unexplained part of living in a building that had existed long before either of them arrived. Sometimes 3 or 4 months would pass without a single sighting. Then, on an otherwise ordinary evening, one of them would happen to glance toward the bedroom and see the familiar figure standing beyond the glass. He always appeared exactly the same way, pausing for a few moments with his attention fixed on the room before continuing down the hallway until he disappeared from view. No matter how quickly they reacted, the hallway was always empty by the time they reached it. Eventually, they stopped rushing after him. There no longer seemed to be any point. They already knew what they would find before they opened the apartment door and stepped into the hallway. The mystery had slowly changed over time. They found themselves thinking less about who the man had been and more about what he believed he was seeing whenever he paused at that window. On several occasions, she remained perfectly still while he stood beyond the glass, curious to see if anything would change if she simply waited. It never did. He never looked toward her, never hesitated, and never gave the slightest indication that another person occupied the room. His attention always seemed to settle somewhere beyond where she was standing before he quietly continued on his way. Gradually, one thought kept returning. She no longer believed he was looking into her bedroom at all. Whatever he saw during those brief moments seemed completely separate from the apartment she knew. Whether it was another time, another place, or simply something her mind could never understand, she couldn't say. She only knew that she had never once felt as though she was the reason he appeared. One afternoon, she finally mentioned the experience to the landlord, carefully choosing her words so she wouldn't sound as though she was accusing him of renting a haunted apartment. He listened without appearing surprised before admitting she wasn't the first tenant to ask about the hallway beyond that window. Over the years, a few residents had mentioned seeing someone there who couldn't be found afterward, although the stories were never exactly the same. Some described an older man, while others simply said they had caught sight of someone who disappeared before they reached the hallway. That answer somehow raised more questions than it settled. The landlord simply shrugged and said he'd stopped trying to explain it years ago. The building was old. Strange stories had followed it for decades, and people occasionally noticed things they couldn't account for. She appreciated that he never suggested she had imagined it, but she also realized she wasn't searching for an explanation anymore. Somewhere along the way, she had accepted that she might never understand what she had witnessed, and oddly enough, that no longer bothered her. The years passed quickly. They married, settled comfortably into the community, and built a life that had very little to do with the building's history. New neighbors came and went, apartments were updated, walls were repainted, and each renovation erased another reminder that the building had once been something entirely different. Through every change, however, the little interior window remained exactly where it had always been. The sightings became even less frequent. Nearly a year might pass without either of them seeing anything unusual, just long enough for them to wonder if the experience had finally ended. Then, without warning, one of them would happen to glance toward the bedroom and catch sight of the familiar figure once again. He never appeared hurried or confused, never wandered aimlessly through the hallway, and never acknowledged that anyone else was there. He would simply pause for a few quiet moments before continuing on his way, following the same routine he had repeated every time they saw him. What stayed with her over the years wasn't fear, but the remarkable consistency of it all. Nothing about the man ever changed. His clothing looked the same, his pace never varied, and his quiet routine seemed untouched by the passing decades. It was almost as though time continued moving forward for everyone except him. Friends occasionally asked what it was like living in a former hospital, usually after hearing the building's history. They would laugh and ask if it was haunted, expecting a funny story in return. She usually smiled, changed the subject, and let them believe nothing unusual had ever happened. Trying to describe the experience always sounded less believable than living it had been. Every now and then, she still thought about the man. Perhaps he believed there was still a patient in that room. Perhaps he was simply following a routine that had once become so familiar, he never stopped. Or perhaps she had witnessed something that had nothing to do with ghosts at all. Whatever the truth was, she eventually realized she didn't need an answer. Some mysteries were interesting because they remained mysteries. Years later, she could still picture him as clearly as she had that first winter evening, standing quietly beyond the glass before disappearing down a hallway that no longer seemed to belong entirely to the world she knew. Whether she had witnessed a ghost, a memory somehow preserved within the old hospital, or something she would never have the words to describe, no longer mattered as much as it once had. Every so often, for just a few silent moments, the building seemed to remember what it had once been, and she happened to be there when it did.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. all you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.